Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Is this thing on? I think this thing on. Everybody, if you can hear me out there, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Henry Lake. I'm a native Minnesotan. And this program, for the next 3 hours, we call it The Lake Show. And I'm happy to have you here participating on the show. You can call into the show. You can text into the show. The talk and text line is 651-461-9226. The guy in front of me, to my right, his name is Christopher Tubbs. We'd like to call him the producer of the show. Chris, I haven't known you that long, but how you doing, man? You good?
Check. Hold on. Check. Oh, okay. I can hear me now. I'm not used to this.
Are you good?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I'm good. I'm doing this thing. So, hi. Hi, Henry. I'm Chris. Nice to meet you.
In all seriousness, let's just cut to the chase. Has the last 36 hours been a little bit awkward? Yes. Not gonna sit here and lie. But this is the message that I want to share with everybody out there listening. I am thankful. I am happy to be here. Happy to be speaking with you. Happy to be doing a show to all of you on this iconic radio station. And I say that because I mean it. And when you have a platform and you get to have fun with it and you get to talk about serious things in the world, when you get to talk about cool things that are happening in the world, when you get to, like me, I'm passionate about sports, get to talk about sports events and go to sports events, that's fun. It's super cool. And I feel in my heart that I'm very relatable to a lot of people, not to every single person listening, but relatable to a lot of people. And when we talk and have conversations with you, it's to me our way of being invited into your home, being invited into your lives, and the same for us. Some nights I'll cut open a vein about something that's going on in my life. I, on this very station, cried about what happened with George Floyd. And people talked about it, and I got emails from, you know, higher-ups talking about that moment. So we enjoy this. It is fun. And, yes, it's been a little wonky here.
Interesting.
The last 36 hours. And let me go a step further with just the last day and a half.
Yeah, tell me what happened to you. I don't know what happened.
We know that there were some national layoffs yesterday. And I want to note that because we know that industries all over the country are going through some rough times. Okay, and radio is not immune from that. And I've got colleagues in other markets that unfortunately lost their jobs. And for a short time yesterday, you know, it looked like me and Chris were in that same situation. So I feel blessed to be doing this and talking to you guys and having fun doing that, right, and laughing and joking and all that stuff, whatever. But I got, you know, friends in other markets that, no, it's real, and they aren't showing up to work today. And so I feel very I'm filled with gratitude. I'm thankful that we've got good leadership here at WCCO in the higher-ups. Appreciate me and Chris. They appreciate you, the listening audience. They know what we mean to the listening audience. And I'm super thankful that I've got great colleagues. My phone, as you all would understand, was blowing up yesterday. And I think the number one person I'd love to thank is Steve Simpson, because Steve Simpson is not just the guy that you hear on the morning news and early. He is a staple around here in the newsroom, as well as leadership with regards to our union and all of the people that we have that are working here. And so leaning on him, leaning on leadership and chatting with Chris and other people, it's been a roller coaster of emotions for the last 36 hours. But we are tasked to do a radio show. We are tasked to have a lot of fun with it. The thing that I've always loved about this show is that we don't agree on every single thing, nor should we, right? But we share and express opinions across the board. Whether you like, love, hate, dislike, whatever, that's just how it is. And the text line, as I can see from some of the people that have chimed in already, I appreciate the love that you're sharing here and the people that have reached out on social media. From the 763, yay, Henry and Tubbsy are here to stay. Thank the Lord. I don't know if I'd say here to stay because I don't think that anything is a forever thing, right?
We're here right now.
I don't think that radio is a forever thing, but no. It's good to be here in this moment.
The only things that are forever are diamonds and Ric Flair.
From the 651, didn't know H. Lake was a federal worker. He's laid off. Then he isn't. I told a couple people some jokes earlier today about how Elon Musk tried to get me, but he didn't quite, you know.
He couldn't hook you.
He couldn't finish the job.
Yeah. Good for you, Lake.
This from the 612. Well, this will be the most anticipated show CCO has ever had. Can't wait to hear what the heck happened. Look, that's another thing. Let me just go ahead and express this early because I know that some of you, like this text, and I appreciate the text about what happened. I don't think that getting into the specifics of what has taken place does any good for anybody. And quite frankly, it's boring, to be honest, right? Like, I feel very lucky,
yeah,
right? But
very
seriously,
fortunate.
The specifics of it's a boring story. It really is, and it's not, it wouldn't be good radio.
It's not as exciting as people would think.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's none of your business, but I kind of do feel that way because people do want a certain level of privacy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
And I am, just to kind of echo what you're talking about, like, I'm very grateful
for
our colleagues who, when they found out, I don't care what anybody says, we got the best workers, the best crew in the entire market at this station. Some of the most genuine people that have reached out to me and Henry. I know
Absolutely.
That they've reached out to you and the management here. Business is business. I mean, we all understand that. But like you had said, there are some of our colleagues in other markets that they didn't get that opportunity. And we're very blessed. And we see, at least I see the love on the text line from people. And my God, it makes me feel good. It makes me legitimately gives me goosebumps and makes me tear up. Because you never know how people feel about things. It's like the Cinderella. You don't know what you got till it's gone. It's an amazing sense of validation, if that makes any sense. So I'm very glad that you guys appreciate Lake and what he does, and to a lesser extent me. But this is absolutely, we're blessed.
We're blessed at the end of the day.
And
I've seen this happen at other companies too. Like, for instance, I give a perfect example. Many years ago when I was at KFAN, there was some layoffs and there were some cuts. And I remember at the time, just a great guy, Paul Lambert, people in the radio business know him as Meat Sauce. You know, he was let go. And that was very unfortunate. Now, we know Meat Sauce as, you know, the comedian that he is, and just a really good radio guy now, and he ended up landing back at KFN. But my point is that at times, you know, when you look at business and you look at industries, you just got to accept that, you know, that nobody's immune and that there are going to be some times where things happen and it's going to be very unfortunate. But I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful. I'm thankful for all the people that have listened to the show and continue to support the show. Let's take a quick phone call from Jim from Cullen's Ice Cream. Jim, where's my ice cream at, man?
This is Jam and Jeff, baby. I thought maybe I'd give you a job scooping some ice cream.
I'll take some ice cream.
Come on down anytime, man. You know I got you. Listen, when Jason said last night before 6 o'clock that you guys got laid off, I couldn't believe it. And then when I heard you guys' voice today at 6 o'clock, I said, oh, hallelujah, they're back, because I was bummed out yesterday. Dude, unbelievable. I listen to you guys every night.
Well, I appreciate that.
I love CCO.
Yeah, 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 I appreciate that. And thanks for the phone call. I think that one of the things that I must express that I understand about this business is that media and the landscape of radio is changing.
And constantly.
And
very
that,
fluid.
And that around the country, and this is specific to WCCO listeners, that they have to understand this. What we're able to do in this 6 to 9 time slot is unique. Okay? And I want to point that out because times do change. And when you look at what it used to be, because WCCO has always had the reputation of being live and local. Okay? We understand that. That's what has made WCCO unique. And when we say live and local, we're talking about late into the evening. Of the days of 9 to 1 for fun, that's over. Okay? At some point, I think eventually, you'll probably look at 6 to 9 and you know, be like, whoa, what happened? Because legitimately, that question came up yesterday. But I bring this up because I view 6 to 9, and if you're not aware of what happens around the country, when you have a show that's kind of in that time slot, it tends to be, or you could look at it and say, it's a luxury and not a necessity. And so that's why I'm always going to feel a certain way about if you want to call this a second chance, having a second chance of being able to do this.
Because
this time slot is not one that you find where people are live and local all the time. A lot of stations all around the country, they go into automation.
Yeah, they stop. They're stopped local and they go, you know, what they call it's on the bird. It's automation. And that's what it is from 6 o'clock at night till, you know, whatever they have with their local programming. I think that's one thing that makes WCCO unique in the fact that it's hard to be 24/7. It's just not going to be that way anymore in this day and age.
Yep.
But at the same time, the more local programming that you can have, especially when it's on a station that's just got the reach that this one does, it is a privilege. And I didn't take that for granted then. I don't take it for granted now. Yep. And you know, nothing's going to change. I feel like we're going to do the same old thing. We'll have some fun, talk about some serious stuff, and just try and do what we do, man.
651-461-9226. Your text, your phone calls. I know that Jeff and Sark Rapids are super sad. We'll talk to him next year on The Late Show.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for the 612, I just heard the great news that Henry Lake is back along with Chris. What great news when I heard of the cancellation. I was shocked. Good for whoever realized their error and reversed it immediately. Great news. We appreciate that text. thank goodness last night was awkward. It's awkward still.
Yeah, you're telling us.
It's still a little bit awkward.
Hey, you know what? I got to go to bed early, watch Superbad, so it really wasn't a bad night.
But one of the things, I'm demanding things. Like, I'm going to demand donuts from Dan Cook. I'm going to demand new golf clubs from Chad Hartman. I'm going to...
Hey, man, I told him. I'm like, I'm coming back. I want a party. I want cake. I want balloons. I want a clown. I want it all. And I made it clear.
You like clowns?
Well, I mean, you can't have a party without a clown.
I mean, we got one. I'm talking to you.
let's get more texts.
Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Hey, Jeff.
Henry, I've been listening to CCO for at least 50 years.
Oh, wow.
And when I heard the news, I was devastated. You could have knocked me off my chair with a feather.
Oh, man.
So, you cannot imagine my joy in hearing that two guys are back. I've listened to a lot of talent over those years, and you guys are good, and I consider you both to be friends, mm-hmm. which makes us, the quality of that show very special. Yep. When I can call in and talk to people that I consider friends.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for the fact that you're back. I want to extend thank yous to whoever was in that decision-making process and express my gratitude. And I'm just a happy guy now.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jeff. Jeff, I got to be honest with you, Jeff. I know Jeff is still listening. He just made Chris Tubbs emotional.
Yeah, he did. He did because, again, I think one thing, it goes beyond having a job, right? I mean, you can have jobs, but really it's wanting to create that sense of community. And it sounds cheesy, but when you recognize people on the text line or you recognize, you know, people that are calling in, it's like, you know what? We're all part of the same community. You know, whether we agree or we disagree politically, or some people, you know, your Packer fans, your Bears fans, your, you know, nobody's a White Sox fan, but I mean, that goes without saying, except for, well, Lavelle Neal, but he doesn't count. Well, he's a Bears fan. But it's just, it's special. I think that's what makes it more than just a job. And it extends to everybody. And I guess that's the one thing that coming on here, Henry, and having these conversations with you is being able and knowing you like I do over the past 5 years, you just know when somebody's genuine and they feel the way that they feel. You might not always agree with it, but you're getting an honest conversation, whether it's uncomfortable, whether it's your wheelhouse. And when you've got people like Jeff or Nick or, you know, Jan and Greenwood or Matt or Kimbers or whoever, I mean, I can't name everybody. It's a very touching thing, and it makes you feel like, because we're talking into the microphone, you don't have that interaction other than like you and I talking to each other, you know, and you giving me those looks. Outside of that, I mean, it's just a very cool feeling to hear that.
Let me say this to people just to kind of give you my thought process, because that was touching in terms of Jeff talking about feeling like it's family, right? Like, and just getting to know you guys, and guys are friends. That is how I view it on my end. So just so we are clear here, okay, I want to give you my perspective. I don't look at or view the listeners of WCCO as just random people. Like, I don't know you, like, in real life, like, in terms of, like, we've met, but there's an appreciation that I have for you as a human being that calls into this radio show, and there's a certain level of friendship. And this is not just based on whether we agree on all topics, disagree on all topics. It has nothing to do with that. That's what makes radio so special to me, is that you have and develop a relationship with the show, with listeners, with people that call in, and that is a unique thing. And I'll give you a perfect example. And this is not WCCO related, but this is radio related. And I'll never forget this. And I need to check in on her. When I was in Kansas City in 2015, there was a woman, and I kind of get a little bit emotional thinking about her, but her name is Susie. Elderly lady that listened to my midday show every day. She had retired. Her husband had recently died. So during the time after her husband died, in dealing with grief, to take her mind off of things, you know what she did as an escape? She drove and did deliveries for Hy-Vee. She drove and did deliveries for Hy-Vee, and she listened to the show every single day. So in 14 and 15, the Kansas City Royals were hot. They were really good. Made it to the World Series in 2014. 2015, they won it all. So during the course of, and it's been a few years, I can't remember if it was during the 14. I think it was during the 15 season. Me and my co-host, we did a show and had an appearance in the Power and Light District. And we're down there, and Susie, this older white lady, is down there with her grandson. She's down there with her grandson. Her grandson listens to the show and actually put her onto the show. So we get to chatting it up. And he introduces, he's like, man, my grandma loves your guys' show. Here's my, and she didn't want to really. Man, we sat and we talked to Susie all night long.
That's awesome.
Bought Susie. No. Bought Susie drinks and all that, right? Do you know that when she told us the story about her husband dying? Dude, me and Susie became really good friends. I got Susie's number right here in my phone. I'm going to text her in a commercial break to That's check awesome. On her. That relationship that was developed. But that's the power of radio. That's the reason why I bring it up, is that you can have an elderly lady that's a widow that has lost her husband interacting with me or whoever, and you just care about people that listen to you. You care about people that support you. The same way you support the station and support the show, I view you guys the same way.
Agreed.
That's just how it is. And I think that every single host here feels that way. I think about Diana from Hutchinson, who died several years ago, and missing her late night on Twins Final Pitch. I think about Karen in Northeast. We just took a phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Like, that's, to me, that's what makes this fun. It isn't just the topics. It's actually the people in the conversations. All right, more
Lake. Phone.
Yeah.
There's Diana.
Play Diana one more time.
I'll play her one more time. Here, I'll put it in there. Here's for Diana.
You're a cutie.
Yes. She was happily married, but she said that her number one crushes...
Nelson Cruz.
...were Nelson Cruz and me.
And you, yes.
I was number two. All right, more of your texts, more of your phone calls, 651-461-9226. We'll get to those next.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that was a setup. The theater. Like, that just... Was this all Jason DeRusha is doing? I think that Jason DeRusha maybe was in on this to get us booted for a day. Sorry, Jason. I'm still going to get paid for yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
I mean, I think we're going to have to take a comp day, right? Is that kind of... So that's one less vacation day we'll have to take, but, you know.
No, I'm not. I mean, no. I'm not taking a comp day. You mean am I getting a comp day?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I was ready to roll yesterday.
I'll find out when my paycheck's a little short. I'll be like, hey, what happened to this day? I'm sorry, you got to put in for a comp day. Sorry, my bad.
Let's go to Jan in Greenwood. Jan, how are you?
I am so relieved.
Oh, I am. Hey, if you're relieved, I'm more relieved.
I was so devastated yesterday. I couldn't believe it when Jason said it, and I thought, did I hear that right?
Yeah.
And you want to hear something real freaky? You had mentioned my name before, but Jan Peterson, one of the all-time listeners. Honest to God, I was just dialing you guys on the phone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the listeners.
Say her name, and she appears.
Jan, I'll say this. So just know this, Jan, all right? Just remember this. I love you more than Chris does, okay?
What?
Oh. Are we going to have a fight here?
Oh, no, ain't going to be no fight. He's married. I'm not.
Well, that's true.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
So I lose because I'm married. Hold on. I can't.
He's trying to take his ring off. But no,
I've been married 50 years.
Busted.
Oh, man. But I do appreciate you listening to the show. Jan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you listen every night.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Every night. And then last night they had all that, I don't know what it was, but I thought I had turned this off.
We'll call it gobbledygook. I don't know what it was, but I'll call it gobbledygook.
So let me.
Sounds good.
How long have you been a WCCO listener? Your entire life?
Well, honestly, it clicked for a while, but when I was still at home, I'm 70 years old. Mm-hmm. My bedroom was across from the kitchen every morning. My dad had CCO on. And my mother passed away 5 years ago at 98 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's how long. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, song.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome.
I just wanted to tell you how happy I am that you're both back.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for being a faithful listener, Jan. And that just, oh, man, that makes me feel a certain way.
It does.
That makes me feel a certain way.
I'm getting emotional here just because this is ultimately, you know, it's when you start at a new station or you start a project or, I mean, you know this, Henry, because it's, we're not only in the radio business, we're in the content creation business. That's what we do. And when you can build that connection with people, that's what it's all about. You don't know what it's going to be when you start. And then as you see things kind of develop and organically happen, It's the most gratifying feeling in the world.
I'll say this. My thoughts on things that when I think about what do I have fun doing and just when you look at the perspective of life is there's two C's for me that I really enjoy like on a day-to-day. It is content creation, which includes, you know, doing radio shows, and community. Content creation and community. Community means so much because when you think about your community, it could be your immediate neighborhood. It could be the city you live in. It could be the broader community. Like it could be just throughout the state of Minnesota. Those are important things. Things that happen in my community impact people across the board. And people may not think that way, but I think that way. And being able to talk on WCCO, it impacts people all across the state and all across the region. So I'm very appreciative of that. Let me get back up to the – you're putting names.
Oh, it's 635. You see it? I know. There's a lot of text messages we have
to
scroll.
No, I don't see a name. You can just tell me the name.
It's Ben from Minneapolis.
Ben from Minneapolis. How you doing, Ben?
Hey, Henry, you probably don't remember me since you get a bunch of texts and phone calls, but I recently texted you and I just wanted to, I shared my apology for our disagreement we had one morning after your 7:40 talk in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I remember you chimed in. Yep.
I appreciate it, Henry. And I just wanted to share my support and how happy I was to turn on the radio after a long day at work and be able to hear you guys. And I just, as a younger listener too, I just wanted to share how much you guys mean to me and just thanks, you know, thank you for being you guys. And I hope you guys are here for the long haul. So thank you so much, Henry,
man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate that, man. That's like the nicest phone call you can get from a listener that said that they had a disagreement with a take or something that you said. And I think that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's again. This
I blame Vanita.
Well, yeah. Oh, by the way,
it was her show.
Yeah. Well, see, and I wasn't part of that. Speaking of that, I somehow weaseled myself into barbecue, which I love. That's another story.
Between you and her.
Yeah. Well, no. I was included in it now. But
no, I'm saying that's between you and her. Oh, it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, I know. I'm tagging along. Believe me. It's when you hear things like that from Ben in Minneapolis. Again, I know that there are people that don't like you or me or various people because of political ideologies or certain opinions.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's fine. Again, we can all.
And we all have that.
Absolutely.
We all have
we
that.
Can disagree and we can be respectful of each other as humans. And for Ben to say that, and he's like, you know what? Yeah, I didn't get off on the right foot. But you know what? I'm appreciative of it. And Ben, I know that Henry is appreciative of you. And it, I mean, we see even the people that don't call, right? Even the people that are out there just listening and they're like, well, what the hell's going on? Hey, man, it's the more I see on the text line and the more I hear, just the more I melt. I really do, because
you are soft.
I am very soft. Yes, I'm soft. I'm weak. I'm emotional. I might be going through a few things. Just bear with me here. But at the end of the day, it's just cool to be able to have this platform with you and just have fun. Because when you were talking about what was her name, Stephanie? In Kansas City?
No, Susie.
Susie. Okay, Susie. It's to just be a little bit of a relief for people that are dealing with stress and anxiety. And I mean, we all have it. And to me as well, Henry, like, this is work. But I've said it because of the other coworkers. Again, best crew in the market. Because of what we get to do, this is a relief for me just to come and blow off some steam and goof around and have some fun. Like, this is my relief, too.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, coming up next, look, it's we'll step away from this topic because we appreciate all of you. I appreciate the text, appreciate the phone calls. But let's get to the actual show itself. The world of sports. If you are a professional athlete and you have an issue with a media member, do it in private. I'll explain that next year on The Lake Show. In professional sports, if you're an athlete and you have an issue with the media member, I think you should do it in private. There's only one exception, though. So if you are an athlete and you see a media member, and we're talking about whether it is during a game or like maybe in a locker room setting, and if you see somebody during a game, you don't address that person during a game. I just don't think that that's appropriate, okay? It's not private enough. If you are in a locker room setting and you have beef with a media member, I have no issue with you addressing it in a locker room. That's totally fine, but you should probably try to do it in private where you pull that person aside. This comes up because maybe you guys have seen the clip of LeBron James. And I'm a LeBron James fan, but I think that LeBron James makes mistakes like many other human beings. Okay, I've called him on a few things throughout the years. But all in all, like, if you say on a scale of 1 to 10, where does LeBron James rank in terms of decision-making, things that he's done, whatever. I would say he's a 10, right? And you can be a 10 but still make some mistakes from time to time. But I think that he's – I mean, what has he done? He does nothing criminal. He's just he's an all-time athlete. But last night, he approached Stephen A. Smith. And look, we have fun with Stephen A. Smith all the time. Like, Stephen A. Smith has takes that I think are wild and ridiculous. He has some takes I agree with. But Stephen A. Smith is sitting courtside at the Lakers-Knicks game, and LeBron James approached him. Literally, in uniform, walks over and approaches Stephen A. Smith because he didn't like, I guess, a take or something that he had to say about Bronny. Now, if you want to have that conversation – and you're upset about something that LeBron James said about your son. I get it. It's your son. Don't do that on the court. I think it's a bad look. I think it's a bad decision. The comeback to that has been that Stephen A. Smith doesn't go in locker rooms anymore. He's gotten so rich and he's to a level because
that he doesn't have to do that.
But I think that over time, you don't go in locker rooms as much. That's just a fact. That's not even me. Yeah. That's not even me saying, just throwing it out there. That is a fact. Like, I've went into locker rooms less here in the last 5 years than in the previous 17, 18. Because you tend to do a lot more things. If I'm doing final pitch, I can't stay in the clubhouse all night. I got to go up and do
a
show.
Yes, yes, exactly.
You know, or whatever.
I think that's
where and some nights not even make it down there because you're on the clock going so fast.
Yeah, and that's where beat reporters, I think, kind of come into play
more.
Yeah,
and that's why, and they're afforded to, they're able to do that. But my point is this, and Stephen S. Smith is not a beat reporter, okay? He's not a beat reporter. The bottom line is, if Stephen A. Smith isn't going in locker rooms anymore, which he probably isn't at all, because he's the guy's always working, then LeBron James should have, okay, and I think that's why he did it, was because he's like, I'll never see this dude, and this dude's on TV talking about my son. He should have called Stephen A. Smith, mm-hmm. and they should have talked about it on the phone. To do that in public, in front of an arena full of people, I think is a bad decision, and it's a bad look. The second thing I'll say about it is, and this is where I think LeBron's really wrong, bro, your son's a grown-ass man now. Your son is in the NBA now. We cannot just look at him and say, that's LeBron's son. We know that's your damn son. He's a grown-ass man, though. He's getting paid millions of dollars. So let him deal with Stephen A. on his own.
Yeah.
I get that you're a protective father, but I think that I think he crossed the line.
As a parent, you always want to protect your child and stand up for them. And I don't think that ever changes regardless of how old the child is. And I think maybe when it comes from somebody like Stephen A. Smith, it might have a little bit more bite to it because people – you know, Stephen A. is one of those guys that even if it's just so outlandish, it still has a tendency to carry a lot of weight. So in that respect, and people look at Stephen A., and that's like, well, you know, if Bronny steps to Stephen A., then Bronny's out of line, even if Bronny's an adult, because it's Stephen A., and you're on different parts of the food chain. Whereas LeBron is, I mean, LeBron's the top dog in the NBA right now. You know, regardless of who we might say the best player in the NBA is, LeBron is still the lead dog, and he's going to be the lead dog until he decides to step away. But that being said, there comes a point where you need
to... And this isn't even just about LeBron. This could be any player. I'm just giving my point of view. Like, it could be any player last night. It could have been Luka. It could have been whoever. Mm-hmm. It could have been Kat. You got to go about it a different way. And...
yeah, it's not like he doesn't have contact info.
LeBron has to, and LeBron James is somebody that I respect. LeBron James got to get out of his damn feelings about his son. It's your son. I get that. Mm-hmm. And when I say get out of his feelings about his son is, I'm not saying get out of his feelings in terms of like wanting to be protective or caring about what's said about his son. You should always care what somebody says about your son. But you got to understand he's in a grown man's league. If somebody is talking about him on television, if Henry Lake and Chris Tubbs is talking about him on the radio, so what? Let your son deal with it.
I mean, what happens
he
if
he said a year earlier that when his son was at USC, my son can start for any team in the league. That's not true.
If he was to, you know, let's say he gets bodied around a little bit at the NBA level. You know, he gets pushed around, whatever. Like, if somebody physically manhandles him...
I don't think he cares about
that. LeBron. Okay,
that's different than somebody talking.
Somebody talking.
Yeah.
Okay, then...
You can't care about physicality. That's part of the game.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm thinking maybe if somebody... if he feels like maybe somebody's taking some liberties because it's LeBron's son. You know, I mean, there are sometimes...
There's a difference between playing and
being dirty? Okay. I kind of feel it's the same thing, though.
It's not at all. That part of the game is being physical. Like, physical attributions and jumping and running and speed and all that, that's part of the game. He's upset with Stephen A. Smith, who's talking. Stephen A. Smith ain't out there playing.
But it's still, you know, kind of taking a shot at your kid.
How that take? Yeah, I get that, but it's not the same as playing. Like, what's LeBron gonna be mad if Brunson last night, Jalen Brunson backs him down? He's supposed to do that.
Gonna run over him.
Hey, it's been a comeback. The Late Show is back. What are the greatest comebacks in sports? We're gonna talk to Stephen Silton, sports attorney, Colson O'Connor. We'll do that next.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.